You're listening to the Tales of Leadership podcast. This podcast is for leaders at any phase on their leadership journey to become a more purposeful and accountable leader, what I like to call a PAL. Join me on our journey together towards transformational leadership. All right, team, welcome back to the Tales of Leadership podcast. I'm your host, Josh McMillian. I'm an active duty Army officer. I've been in for over 16 years. I am an Army leadership coach, and I run my own leadership coaching company called McMillian Leadership Coaching. And I'm on a mission to create a better leader, what I like to call a purposeful, accountable leader, a PAL. And my vision is to positively impact 1 million lives in the next 10 years by sharing transformational stories and skills. And on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a transformational skill that I learned through Flatter Incorporated through my own leadership coaching journey and my leadership journey, which is called WFS, or I like to call it work, family, self. And before we start, as always, I try to arm you with as much knowledge as possible through my shared experience. And you can go to McMillianLeadershipCoaching.com, click the Leadership Resources tab. You'll be able to find this blog and resource it anytime that you want. So you don't have to take notes during this episode. You can go look at that blog or that article at any given time. And as always, there'll be another article that is associated with this podcast episode and the key takeaways provided on the same website, McMillianLeadershipCoaching.com. All free resources to you so you can go be the best leader possible. Let's go ahead and jump right in. So I think one of the hardest things about being a leader is trying to take control of your time. And trust me, if anyone struggles with this, it is definitely me. I am very purposefully driven between coaching, between running a podcast, between being a father, between a full-time Army leadership coach, as well as a full-time Army officer. It's hard to manage all of those. But a way that I do it is through a simple system. Remember, keep it simple, stupid, that I call WFS, or work, family, self. So we've all heard of the term work and family balance. However, I've learned a critical piece is missing from this equation in itself. Achieving a sustainable balance takes the trinity of work, family, self, or WFS. First, leadership is emotionally and mentally demanding. There's no doubt about that. Without checks and balances, you and your family will suffer. Before you can authentically show up personally or professionally, take the time to invest in yourself. This is like a battery, and think of it like a battery. Work demands a portion of your power. The remaining balance is shared between yourself and your family, and it really depends on when that power is drained. The true test of leadership is when you leave work or you retire one day. Will someone be there waiting for you at home? And I had a leader tell me that a long time ago, and it has just stuck with me. Personally, I'm not too fond of the term balance. And I've said this before, but I think balance implies mastering life and consistently juggling each day's competing requirements. Balance is achievable in short durations in life. However, when it comes, it's temporary in nature. It never lasts. And we're always chasing that dopamine. Life will get a vote, and each day is different. It doesn't matter how well we plan. When we chase balance in life, we fall into a goal mindset. Goal mindsets are fueled by dopamine and cause you to try to achieve balance consistently, which is impossible to do. Once it's gone, you repeatedly try to replicate that feeling, eventually leading to what we like to call an hedonic treadmill. When this appears, you're causing leadership burnout that affects not just your work, your family, but also your own self-development. Instead, try and achieve harmony and learn to live a life that has harmonious balance between work, family, self. When you focus on the journey, you shift your mindset from goals to growth. And that's what it's all about. It's about growth, not knocking down goals. Life and leadership has one thing in common. They're both journeys filled with ups and downs. To be a purposeful, accountable leader, a PAL, find times that serve you, find routines that serve you, and try to live a harmonious balance between work and family commitments. So I've created an acronym, you know me, you're welcome, that I call POISE, P-O-I-S-E, that can kind of help walk through that. And before we start, there's a quote. I don't really know who to attribute it to, but I heard it a long time ago, and there's so many different people that it's kind of popped up on, so I don't fully know who to attribute it to. So we'll just say it's unknown. And the quote goes like this: you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And that's all about life. Never try to chase balance, because when you chase balance, you're just going to run into burnout. Just go with what life and the day gives you, but have a plan and have that plan be malleable to your environment. Don't try to change the environment to your plan, because that's when things all happen and fall apart. So the first one, P, is to prevent excuses. The first step in creating harmony in your life is not making excuses. I have been overworked throughout my career, and my attitude has carried outside my professional setting to home. When you come into work in a bad mood, your attitude will spread throughout your team. The same is true with your family. That attitude will carry working into your house like a virus, like a cancer. It infects your kids, it infects your family, your significant others, your friends. You are shut down from life's possibilities when you have a bad attitude. What I like to call, and I heard this from Elf, cotton-headed mini muggins, right? I use that term so much at work, and I get a lot of weird looks, but I love it. You begin to feel sorry for yourself, avoiding having fun, and most importantly, you develop walls. Think of it like this. You come home after a stressful day and your kids want to go play catch. What is the most likely response? You're going to be agitated and you're going to be angry at the thought of just playing catch with your kids, and you're going to try to find an excuse. And I pulled that example out because that was me more than one occasion, because I came home mad. I came home feeling sorry for myself. Purposeful, accountable leaders stop in moments of self-pity or anger to overcome excuses, reflect on what's most important, and align their actions with their heart. Remember, deeds, not words. I think one of the best pictures that I used in the blog, and you can go to McMillian Leadership Coaching to see this, is that my platoon was in PZ posture before mission, and I got a picture of it. There's moments in life where you have to act. And this picture, I think, beautifully sums that up as a level of commitment. When it's time to act, stop making excuses and move forward. So the next one that I call the POISE acronym is overcome seasons. The very nature of life is challenging. Remember, leadership is challenging, life is challenging, and in essence, it is hard. Every day is met with different obstacles to overcome. Remember that obstacles can do one of four things. They can block us, they can turn us, they can fix us, or disrupt us. But it's up to us on our leadership journey how they truly affect us. The trick in life to overcome barriers is to maintain a growth mindset, what I just talked about. Balance in all areas of life is impossible. When we try to pursue a perfect life, we chase goals. Life, like leadership, is messy, and it'll be full of miserable, mediocre, and unforgettable days. A growth mindset allows us to find teachable moments in any of those types of situations, regardless of what the outcome is. When we start to hunt the good stuff, our ability to overcome obstacles dramatically increase. Purposeful, accountable leaders understand life is imperfect and each day is unique. Instead of fighting it, they hunt for the good stuff. Team, let's take a quick break from this episode, and I want to share an additional leadership resource with you, and that is one-on-one leadership coaching through McMillian Leadership Coaching. So what do? I help leaders discover their purpose, create a long-term growth plan, and take inspired action. I believe everything rises and falls on leadership, and regardless of where you are in life, one fact is true. You are a leader of others, you are a leader of your family, and most importantly, you are a leader of yourself. To lead others well, that starts by leading yourself well. If you want to learn more, you can go to McMillianLeadershipCoaching.com and schedule a free call today. back to the episode. The next example is identify your work family self alignment. And I think this is one of the most critical ones. So before we even go into this, a picture that I shared was three different distinct pictures. One was a recent team that I was on in PO Aviation for robotics. Another one is just me crushing a workout and body armor. And one of the last ones was a Burritt on the Mountain in Huntsville, Alabama. My family was up there. We were having a beautiful time at sunset. One of the best memories that I had of my last job with my family. And I think that picture of that carousel type images beautifully sum up what I mean by work family self. Working out is self, working in my job is for work and in family. Each area of our lives should be intentional. And that picture roughly sums up everything that in that moment in time I was being intentional with and I was getting ready to move. So before creating harmony in your life, you must determine where your time is spent. Start with a typical day. How does a routine day go for you and where are your time demands? You have to identify how your day is consumed before you can begin to have harmony in life. I strive to achieve 4 hours, and I know that sounds like a lot, each day for self-improvement. Then I devote 10 hours for the Army, and then I devote 2 hours for my family. Finally, I leave about 8 hours of my 24-hour day to sleep, but that rarely happens. Once you've mapped out what a typical day looks like for you, start tallying check marks and place them in either a bin for work, family, or self. So I've done this exercise, and it's something that I go through in my coaching. So I've added up the percentages of each one of those categories for myself, and I spent 62% of my time during a normal week to include weekends towards work, 25% dedicated to my family, and then 13% focused on myself. And sometimes that shifts, and that's okay. But when you lay them out like that, of how your typical day goes, you can begin to see it. And I don't know if you're like me, I'm a visual guy. So let's say I did that and 90% of my time was focused on work and not with my family or myself. And it's okay if you don't have a family. We all have people who love us, right? That we want to spend time with. You can see that. And you can tell that you are truly unbalanced and you can try to find that harmony. But understand, like we talked about before, there are seasons in life. Once you can see how you spend your time, it becomes apparent where the demands are. To be fair, I'm an active duty Army officer. My commitments to work are arguably much more demanding than other people. I cannot telework. I have to be in every single day. I work in a secured facility, so I can't have my phone with me. I have to be at work. As a result, my family time is scarce. And on average, 25% of my week is devoted with the ones I love most. Those numbers should not scare you. Remember, instead, they should motivate you to create a burning desire to be intentional with your time. The only asset that we truly have that is not infinite. We all have a finite amount of time. And it goes back to my motto, every day is a gift. Don't waste yours. Make today matter. Family's essential. Be present with the time you have. If you value self-time, make it the most possible that you can get out of it. And then regardless, your goal is to recharge your batteries. Remember that. And to share that energy with other people. And self-care is not selfish. Remember that. If you want to be a great leader, you have to learn to take care of yourself before you can take care of other people. It's just like leading yourself. You have to lead yourself before you can lead other people. If you remember the first phase of leadership, and you can go back to listen to that episode or read the article, that's exactly what that is. So POISE acronym, going through it, now we're on S. Study your day. After capturing how your time is spent in routine weeks, look deeper. It's not just about spending the physical time required to be successful. Does your calendar reflect who you are? Each day is an opportunity to make a change and become better. Now that you see where your time is going, you can determine if your head and heart are truly aligned. You see your day and the demands placed on you, but are you setting the conditions to enter each day with confidence? How does your work, family, self breakdown make you feel?
All right, team, let's take a quick break from this episode. And I want to share a leadership resource with you, and that is the Resiliency-Based Leadership Program. RBLP's vision is to create a worldwide community of practice committed to building and leading resilient teams. So why do you need to build and lead a resilient team? Resilient teams are the key to individual and organizational growth, regardless of being in the military or in the civilian workforce. Building collective teams allows for exponential growth and the team's ability to overcome adversity, adapt, and most importantly, grow. And then bottom line up front, resilient teams are just stronger together. And here's a fact, 99% of the people who take that course recommend it to others, and I'm one of them. I just completed my certification, and I highly recommend this. And the great news is it's most likely free to you. And if you're in the military, it is 100% free to you. And if you want to learn more, you can look in the show notes for this episode and find the link and use the discount code JMCMILLION. And that is also in the show notes. Back to the episode. When I first did that exercise, I was initially shocked, right? I spent most of my time at work, shocker, and I had really no self-care, and I felt distant from my family, completely lopsided. Distance is dangerous because it allows space between relationships. When there is space in relationships, life demands will fill that void. Evil will fill that void. Make no mistake about that. For example, when you're a manager and spend time reviewing spreadsheets, you start to view people as numbers, and people require connection, and you must close that distance. And the last one of the POISE acronym is to execute. And finally, it's time to take action and develop a harmonious life. You have completed the most challenging part, looking deeper into where you're actually spending your time. You can engage your heart. Once you can see where your time is actually being spent, which is the head, which areas of your life are the most important to you? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Work is temporary, but our bodies, our minds, and our family are not. When you decide to retire, hang up your uniform one day, who will be there to welcome you? Will you have the health needed to pursue your dreams? Work family self is vital to creating what I like to call a harmonious life. Without a profound reflection on where your time is spent, you cannot develop a plan of attack. Once your heart is engaged, align your hands to the task, head, heart, hand alignment. In another episode that I'm going to get ready to film shortly, I'm going to go through another acronym that I call TIME, T-I-M-E, that kind of helps you continue to build a harmonious life. But before we even jump into that episode, let me wrap up my final thoughts. In a pursuit of work, family, self, let's shift the narrative from a balanced life to a more holistic approach between your work, what you have to do to make money, your family, the ones who love you the most, and yourself, which is extremely important. Leadership demands a delicate balance, and neglecting oneself can have repercussions on both your work and your family and everyone around you. Rather than chasing that exclusive, perfect balance, let's embrace life's messy journey as purposeful, accountable leaders and use the acronym POISE that I just shared with you as a weapon, a tool in your arsenal or a rock in your rucksack that you can now use to make the day better. We must stop making excuses, navigate life's challenges with a growth mindset, and understand what our breakdown and our alignment is. Study our days deeply, and finally, take action to create that harmony in life. Reflect on how excuses affect your attitude. Embrace growth to overcome obstacles, and analyze what your breakdown looks like to prioritize intentional time management. How do you navigate excuses in both your personal and professional spheres is going to be critical, because remember that there should not be a separate between you and your professional self, your work self and your personal self. You have to be the same person.
So here are a couple questions that I want you to kind of reflect on for this episode or our after action review, if you will. Are you adopting a growth mindset to conquer life challenges, or are you solely focused on goals? And if yes to goals, why? Start thinking long-term. Number two, what does your work family balance breakdown reveal about where your priorities are and how are you truly managing your time? And then number three, what action do you need to take intentionally to begin to take back your time and build a harmonious life? All right, team, do me a favor. If you like this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could share this with someone, that you can rate this podcast episode, give it a 5-star review, leave me a comment, follow me on any of my social media channels, go to McMillionLeadershipCoaching.com. You can get additional resources. And if you feel so inclined, you can also support the podcast. All the proceeds that I make go directly back into my podcast of me producing free and powerful content for you guys to be the best leader possible. And as always, team, I'm your host, Josh McMillion, saying every day is a gift. Don't waste yours. I'll see you next time.